And hi, we're here at the Process Safety Management Summit in London, and I'm joined by Alison Hutcher of IOSH Offshore Group. Hi, Alison.
Hello.
Alison, we've just seen the opening morning of the summit. We've heard from quite a few people, Unilever being one company, Jan Smeal doing his opening address as well. What can you tell, what have you learned from today's?
I think what we've learned from today so far is that process safety is an aspect of safety that affects many different industries and not always the obvious ones. For example, Unilever, they deal mainly with food and over-the-counter consumables, soap powders, things like that. And also that we have process safety is something that various industries are aware of, although there still is a lot of work to do with regards to training and spreading knowledge of process safety to other disciplines that don't necessarily have an immediate sort of interface with the process plant, but that still having a knowledge of process safety is valuable for them.
Mm. And I think one of the key messages for IOSH to get across is asking more engineers to get involved in the safety aspects before the processes are even put in place.
Absolutely. The time to be implementing process safety measures is in the design phases, if you can. Unfortunately, we have an aging industry in some cases that retrospectively we have to go back and look at things and make improvements that way, which is not always the easiest way to do it, because we're then having to try and make things fit to plant that's already in existence, which is a much harder job than installing it in the beginning.
Obviously, IOSH is sponsoring this event. How important is it for an organisation like IOSH to get involved in things like process management safety?
Well, IOSH is one of the leading organisations for safety in the world, as you know, and process safety is one aspect of safety that we need to be looking at, as well as the individual occupational safety, because if the plant is safe and we can influence that and make standards better, then we can make the workplace safe for individuals, because the process side of it has a much bigger impact, although the incidents occur less frequent. But once we get that culture instilled in the design side of things, then it can percolate out throughout the organisations and make them a safer place for people.
Okay, fantastic. Well, thanks for your time, Alison.
No problem.
Thank you. Cheers.
Cheers, bye.